Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So Bryce Harper did this to Reese Hoskins. Again, it looks like an Instagram thing. Reese Hoskins is walking out with his bat, his glove, in Clearwater, Florida. It's titled Clearwater, Florida. And clearly you can see he's walking out to the Philly spring training field, right? And he says, "Miss this walk to work," with a palm tree kind of emoji. So right at the very top of the comments, Bryce Harper, who you can see from his official Instagram handle, which is also essentially the same as his Twitter handle, he likes it and then puts up one of those hang loose, I guess, type emojis. I don't know how to describe the hang loose, you know, the thumb and the pinky finger kind of spread out, right? It's like Hawaiian hang loose kind of thing, right? Like
back in the day.
Yeah, right?
Darius Geis uses that emoji a lot.
Okay. And it says, "Suh," S-U-H-H-H-H.
It's like, "Suh, what's up?"
Right? "Kid." Like, K,
what's up, kid?
Right, like, "What's up, kid? Like, I like your Instagram post. What's up, kid? I'm responding to..." Now, people are going to automatically connect
the
dots.
Everything he does is in a fishbowl at this point. Right?
People are going to connect the dots, especially when you consider...
But Bryce is not stupid. He knows everybody is going to connect the dots, so he's playing along just as well. He knows what he's doing.
Bryce
likes
to play poker.
I've covered him long enough to know that he may be young, but he is very smart when it comes to the media. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And his wife posted a picture yesterday of them on like a charter jet, and it got everybody up in a lather. And she had to then say, "Oh, guys, that was taken 2 months ago." Because everybody thought they were flying potentially to
go meet with another team.
Well, no, to their new
home,
like the spring training home or the facility of whatever team they chose, right? And I did add to this, in all fairness, and I said, you know, I had...
But why would she even do that?
Well, because she was talking about Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Right? And she was like, "Oh, this is how we normally look at each other."
I'm
always, you know,
on my PJ, meaning private jet, on Valentine's Day.
You know, from what I...
Can't think of a better way to spend it.
From what I gather from talking to my sources, okay, who have helped me out through this process, right? And they have gotten a lot of things right here, so I want to, you know, just point that out. Because I know there's a lot of people that don't necessarily believe everything that I do, and they think that I'm just trying to make people miserable and trying to do this for craps and giggles because I have nothing better to do.
Well, the majority of the time you are. No, I'm just kidding.
Right? But, okay.
I tease.
From what I can gather from talking to my sources, okay, I think the Nationals still have a chance here at being the team if they jumped in at the very last moment with a last-second offer.
Are they allowed to still match with a last-second offer?
That's what I was led to believe. Now, what I believe and what I heard was that Bryce had made a decision. Now, what that decision was, what
maybe
team...
Maybe that tweet of the pic of them on a plane was something.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know what team he chose, right? Nobody knows that. Nobody else seems to be reporting that he's made a decision, okay? Now, here's the bottom line. He could have made a decision, and then they're ironing out the contract, which could take a couple of days, right? There's lawyers involved on both sides, Boris's side and as well the new team side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then on top of that, what could have happened and what I think may have happened is that they started to tell at least one of the teams that he was not going to them, "Hey, we've made a decision to go with somebody else."
Mm-hmm.
And then that team that is now eliminated jumps up their offer and gets aggressive at the last second. Now, is that team the Nationals? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that would be pretty typical of the Nationals for 92-year-old Ted Lerner to jump in there at the last second when he doesn't think Bryce Harper is officially coming back. All right, we're going to get into this more on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.